Bavakama Perakhes Mishneh Gimel. There's a rule that we've discussed before called Kimelei B'Rabbi Minei, and that is if a person does an act which has a chi of Misa, and there's also a financial penalty involved, he does not have to pay the financial penalty due to the chi of Misa. However, we're going to discuss two cases that are similar to chi of Misa, but are not actually so. Hamak es aviv es ima, somebody who hits his father and his mother, which hitting a father and mother could be a capital offense. However, it's only a capital offense when it's associated with bleeding, then actually the hit causes a bleeding. But he didn't cause any bleeding. Or if he does a chavola, he does create a chabura on his friend, but it's biyom kippurim. Normally, to create a chabura, to create bleeding on somebody on Shabbos would be a capital offense. It's one of the av malachos. However, if it happens on Yom Kippur, since Yom Kippur is not a chi of Misa, it's only a chi of Kares, so chayav b'chulan. He's chayav on all of the damages that he would normally have to pay. He's not putter. There's no kimelei b'drabim minei, and he remains chayav. Now, Yom Kippur, however, there is a chi of Malkus, and normally we say, ein aloka mishalem, you don't get Malkus and have to pay, but the chovel b'chavero is an exception to that. In the chovel b'chavero, you still have to pay. Now, the Mishnah says, hachovel be'eved ivri. If somebody makes a chavola, a damage to an eved ivri, chayev b'chulan chutz min ha'sheves b'zman shu shalo. He's liable for all the damages, for the nezek, for the tsar, for the ripui, and the boshes, except for sheves, the unemployment. However, that's only b'zman shu shalo. That's only if he is the owner of the eved ivri, because he owns the man for all his employment, and therefore there's no such thing as paying unemployment. It's his damage to himself. He won't be able to work for him. Therefore, there's no sheves. However, if it's not his, of course, then he would have to pay sheves to the owner of the eved ivri. But all the other damages he has to pay to the eved ivri himself. Hachovel be'eved kanani shel acherim. If he does a chavola, he does a damage to an eved kanani, a non-Jewish slave that belongs to another person, another Jew, chayev b'chulan, he has to pay to the owner of the eved all of those damages. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lavonim boshes. He says the chi of a boshes does not exist by an eved kanani, and you do not have to pay for the busha of the eved kanani. And the reason for that is because it says in the parsha regarding boshes, when two men are fighting with each other, one man with his brother, and an eved does not have achva, he doesn't have a brotherhood, he's not part of Klal Yisrael in that way. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachamim disagree, and since he is chayav in most of the mitzvos, therefore we also consider him to be achiv, and it's ishva achiv applicable to him as well.